And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. So bring us back around to where you are.
Okay. Most of my life, I live in sort of a daily fantasy world. I do a lot of daydreaming. And sometimes this feels really good. But when I snap out of it, it's become such a habit that I don't even realize it most of the time. And I see myself in this really great world, with a lot of money or famous. I realize oftentimes it's sort of out of revenge, in my fantasy world, people I know are seeing me in this great life and so on. But I don't quite know how to phrase this into a question, but I just wanted to get your feedback how to get more in touch with my real source and get more in touch with my thoughts, because I'm in this fantasy world much of my day, be it on the metro or when I'm driving, or at work, what have you.
Well, there's a distinction. When you say, I'm in this fantasy world, you are making a distinction between something that you feel is not real, that's why you're calling it fantasy, and what you are living. And we think that at a minimum, the first thing that we would begin doing it is, instead of saying, I'm in a fantasy world, we would begin saying, I understand I'm the creator of my own experience, and I use the power of my mind to direct my thoughts. Because when you say I sort of snap out of it, that indicates that you have a conscious awareness of this distinction between this makeup world and the real world that you are living. And so even though you may be doing a good job of projecting your thoughts into images that would serve you, you're keeping yourself from receiving the benefit of that by calling it a fantasy world and by thinking about snapping out of it. You see what we're getting at?
Mm-hmm.
We think it would be better for you to say, I direct my thoughts in ways that I enjoy as I imagine my success or my wealth or whatever. I'm utilizing my mind function in a very productive way. Because if you were really in the vibration of this fantasy world that you're describing most of the time, by now the reality would have caught up with it. In other words, if that were really true, if that was really the way you predominantly were feeling, the manifestations would have to match it. And it doesn't matter that they don't, but there is some distinction in your vibration. People listening in, there are many who would say, in fact, we've been accused of teaching people to be selfish or teaching people to get sort of frivolous in their thoughts and be fanciful or even use their imagery too much. And we admit that we do all of that because we know that you create through your vibration. So talk to us about what it is that you want that you're not living. In other words, we want to show you how to figure out what your dominant vibration is and to shift it so that it matches what's in your fantasy world a bit better.
In the fantasy world,
let's not call it a fantasy world. Let's